You're listening to an episode of Your Nerdy Girlfriend Podcast, a podcast all about living the highs and the lows of your best nerdy life. I'm your host, Jazzy, and I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. Welcome to episode one of Your Nerdy Girlfriend. Happy Thursday, babes. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. I have a question for you guys. Have you ever just felt like you were called to do something, but due to self-doubt and imposter syndrome and just feeling unworthy, you just never did it? That is me with this podcast. I have been trying to get this podcast off the ground for 3 years now, and I'm so excited to finally be working on it. I'm really just adding to the amazing nerd community and chilling with my peeps. So I hope you guys enjoy episode one. I'm very excited to be bringing this podcast to you. So let me just tell you guys a little bit about myself. My name's Jazzy. I also go by Naturally Colorful Babe. I have been in the social media nerd realm for a very long time. I talk about cosplay. I cosplay on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, you name it. I cosplay there. I also help cosplayers build their brand. I love doing that. I love seeing my cosplay friends excel in what they love to do, because what's better than doing what you love to do, guys? Exactly. I was raised by a super nerdy dad. He is a weeb, and I grew up just watching anime and just being into comic books and just learning from some of the best. So I absolutely love the nerd community. I love being a part of it, and I just want everyone to love it as much as I do. So let's talk about what you can expect from this podcast. This podcast is going to be all about, like I said, the nerd community. So we're going to be doing different series. Like, our first series is going to be about cosplay. We're going to be talking about dating. We're going to be talking about turning our passions into a business. We're just going to be talking about how to live your best nerd life. We're also going to be talking about the things that suck about the community, because the more we talk about them, the more we can cause change to happen in our community. And trust me, I know you guys know what I'm talking about when I say what sucks in the community. Okay, so we are going to be discussing that. We are going to be working on ways to fix that. I just want this to be a safe space for us to all come together and just feel like we can authentically be ourselves, because I just love being authentically my nerd self all the time. So growing up, I had the coolest dad on the block. He had an entire trophy case full of old Gundams from like the 80s. He had Speed Racer stuff. He had Thunderbird stuff. He had some Rurouni Kenshin stuff, like really, really awesome figurines and stuff that's worth a lot of money right now. And I remember just having the coolest dad, because all my guy friends would come to the house, they'd go to my dad's like nerd kingdom, and they'd be like, whoa, dude, your dad is so cool. And I never really understood what I had at the time, even though like now, like my dad's nerd room isn't the same. They've moved since then. But I'd never realized what a gift it was, because I thought everyone grew up with this like ultimate nerd dad. Like, I didn't know that was not common amongst my friends. So that was always super great. And I totally love him for it, because I am who I am because of this man. And, you know, we were all made fun of in school when we were younger because we liked anime and we're a total weeb. Because we were a complete comic book nerd, or because we were really good at math and science. And let me tell you, your girl loves physics. I love science. So we all had that time in our lives where we were probably bullied for the things that we love, and maybe we're ashamed of those things. But I think it's amazing to see that being a nerd has become so popularized, because now we don't have a reason to be ashamed of what we love. We can share our knowledge. We can bring new people to our fandoms. We can teach people about why it was so good back then and why it's even better now. I mean, I've even seen some people teaching other people how to play like Yu-Gi-Oh and stuff, which is so cool. I lived in a house full of people who played Magic the Gathering, and I thought it was the coolest thing to watch them like get together and play Magic together. I love love, love, love seeing my nerds just be themselves and seeing them just embrace their geekdom and their nerdness and their happiness and their happy places, to be honest. So I know a lot of people are really against the whole popularization of the nerd community that has come from the Disney's version of the Marvel movies, the MCU, or the reboots that have been happening of certain TV shows that we loved as kids. And I just want to say that we should be embracing, not hating, guys. We should be happy that the things we love are being shared with a new audience. We should be happy that the things we love are becoming popular. So now we aren't alone and we can make friends that have the same interests as us. Not everybody wants to be read the book or read the comic book, but some people really love the movie. I say this about Hunger Games because, in my opinion, and everybody else's opinion, Hunger Games was probably better in the book, but people really love the movie. Though there is one case where the movie was not better than the book, and let me tell you, that was Ella Enchanted. And if you have not read that book, I will fight till the end of the day to tell you that is one of the best books I've ever read in my life. It is one of my favorites. Anne Hathaway and that movie were terrible. I love you, Anne, but girl, why? I haven't seen her in The Witches, though, so I'm super excited to see that. But she ruined Ella Enchanted for me. So that's the one time I'm like, guys, please read the book. It's so good. But it's different to each their own. You know, some people prefer to watch the movies. So now that the MCU is bringing these Marvel characters to life, some people prefer to watch it that way instead of reading the comic books. And yes, we all know there are changes and things being changed and different and et cetera. We get it. But it's exciting. It's exciting to see our characters come to life, even though it's not how we would have done it. So I definitely, definitely encourage you guys to embrace the fact that the world is becoming a little bit more nerdy. And embrace the fact that we can finally just be ourselves without masking our weirdness. Or we're not weird anymore. We're just kind of normal now, which is totally awesome. I'm here for it. I'm here for it 100%. So, in short, all I'm saying is love what you want, be yourself. I really, really can't wait to keep going with more episodes in this podcast and really just bring you guys to the nerd side. Oh, I'm so excited. I cannot wait for these episodes, you guys. You guys are going to absolutely love them. Thank you for joining us this week on Your Nerdy Girlfriend podcast. Make sure to check us out at Your Nerdy Girlfriend on Instagram to vote on episode topics and to have your voice heard in our What Are You People Saying segment where I answer your questions. Make sure to leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like what you've heard, make sure you share with others. Thanks for listening. See you guys next Thursday.